This is Dan Jones, preacher for the Cowan Church of Christ. The place was Bethany beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. When John saw Jesus coming, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." John 1:28-29. What an announcement this was. Since the fall of man in Eden, the weight of sin had weighed heavily on the shoulders of mankind. The blood of untold thousands of bulls and goats could not remove it, Hebrews 10:4. God had promised, and the prophets had foretold of a Messiah who would bring deliverance, forgiveness, and salvation, making the scarlet stain of sin as white as snow. Now he had come. When Jesus was born, the angels announced to the shepherds, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Luke 2:11. As John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." The word gospel means good news. The gospel of Christ is the good news about Christ. The purpose of the preaching of the gospel is to make men see Jesus as the Lamb of God who saves men from sin. The story briefly told is simply that God sent His own Son into the world as Savior. He ministered among the people for the short period of some 3 to 3.5 years, and then was crucified. Those who killed Him did it with great malice and cruelty, but God intended His death to be a sacrifice for sin. He was buried and then raised from the dead. Soon He ascended back to heaven, but first He commissioned the preaching of the gospel to all the world, to all mankind, promising that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, Mark 16:15-16. He now reigns at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for us, Romans 8:34, Hebrews 7:25. The figure of a lamb is used to describe Christ because lambs were offered as sacrifices in the Old Testament under the law of Moses. The shedding of Jesus' blood was indicative of the loss of his life. Salvation is by the blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God, because He died for us, Romans 5:8. The righteous justice of God demanded that the penalty for sin be paid. But God's mercy and grace provided Christ to pay that penalty in our stead. Thus, Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, 1 Peter 3:18. Our redemption is possible only through the blood of Christ. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, such as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, 1 Peter 1:18-19. The Apostle John wrote, "And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world," 1 John 2:2. In Revelation chapter 7, we find the depiction of a beautiful scene in heaven. There is an innumerable host of people from all nations, and the record says, "These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Revelation 7:14. Finally, hear the words of Hebrews 9:28. "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation." My friends, we can offer nothing as the hope of mankind except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. The answer for sin and all the world's related ills is not to be found in science, in philosophy, in literature, government, or any other such thing. Try as they may, those who reject Jesus Christ the Savior will find no other solution. Jesus Himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me," John 14:6. The good news is that Jesus will truly save those who come to Him in believing submission, in obedient faith. "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world."